You're listening to SBS News.
17-year-old Mika Singh was diagnosed with sarcoma cancer 2 years ago. She had a lump on her hip her doctor thought was a sports injury. The teenager was playing water polo, netball and was dancing a lot, so it made sense. But the pain didn't go away.
It would like flare up over a week and then go away for a month or two and then come back, and that went on for about a year and a half. And every single time it hurt, I would go to my GP and she would send me away with a pulled muscle.
Mika's story isn't unusual. Teenagers have lumps and bumps for all sorts of reasons, so sarcoma cancer is often late diagnosed. This means survival rates are low. But change is coming. Dr. David Thomas from the Garvan Institute of Medical Research in Sydney is part of an international team that has found a new diagnostic tool. It targets patients with a specific genetic indicator.
The most important gene that we understand to date that's linked to sarcomas is the gene TP53. Mutations in that gene cause an increased risk of cancer in carriers of those mutated genes. That causes a syndrome of cancer risk called Li-Framini syndrome.
Knowing this, Dr. Thomas began scanning people with Li-Framini syndrome from head to toe with a full-body MRI. During a decade of clinical trials, he and international colleagues found early-stage cancer often. One in 14 people scanned had a sarcoma cancer they didn't know about. The early diagnosis meant doctors were able to operate and remove the cancer before it spread.
An example, the first patient we pick up a tumour in had a tumour of the lumbar musculature at the back of just next to her spine. It was completely asymptomatic. She had no symptoms from it, but it was a liposarcoma. It was a sarcoma which was silent within that muscle, had not yet spread, and because we picked it up, we were able to treat it with curative intent.
It's a program he now wants to see expanded. Dr. Thomas has a proposal before the health department to get annual scans for young people with the genetic marker covered by Medicare. Currently, out-of-pocket scans cost upwards of $800. The proposal is under review and an outcome is expected within 3 months.
At some point, we need to move beyond the medical research environment into clinical practice, and we think the time is due.
For Mika Singh, her sarcoma was found in time to be removed by surgery. The 17-year-old is now cancer-free, studying for her Year 12 exams and planning the rest of her life.
There's something about being in Year 12, like the confidence you have, it's so enjoyable. Like, your friends, you've been together for so long, and now you're all going through this really hard time together, but you know, you've got each other and it's just really enjoyable.
July is Sarcoma Awareness Month. Lucy Murray, SBS News.